Anti-ICE protesters arrested by the dozens after taking over New York City hotel lobby. By Sean Moran on January 28, 2026. Police on Tuesday arrested dozens of anti-immigration and customs enforcement (ICE) protesters after the protest took over a New York City hotel lobby and obstructed pedestrian traffic. The New York City Police Department responded to protesters entering the Hilton Garden Inn on 6th Avenue in the Tribeca neighborhood in Lower Manhattan, New York City. Sunrise Movement, an activist leftist group, claimed that the hotel housed ICE officials. The Sunrise Movement wrote, breaking, 65-plus New Yorkers have been arrested for occupying the lobby of a Hilton in NYC that's housing ICE. Everyday people have the power to shut down ICE's ability to operate. We are making it impossible for ICE to get a moment's rest. The organization also shared a post on X that stated, breaking, 100-plus New Yorkers have taken over the lobby of a Hilton housing ICE agents. We won't stand for a company that aids a fascist military killing and abducting our neighbors. Protesters could be heard chanting no ICE, no KKK, no fascist USA as well as ICE out of New York. In another video, protesters reportedly chanted, Kristi Noem will hang, referring to Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem. Mayor Mamdani commends the protesters who exercised their right to protest against ICE today. Sam Raskin, a spokesperson for New York City's Oran Mamdani, said in response to the protests and police action. As he has said, ICE is a rogue agency that has repeatedly carried out cruel, inhumane, and lawless raids, arrests, shootings, and even targeted American citizens. The mayor is also pleased with the NYPD's response to today's peaceful protest.